listening studio. Cool 94.3 presents Live at
9.
Your Alexandria and Lakes Area information program. From the Hubbard Radio Studios in Alexandria, here's Dan Terhar and Live at 9.
9 o'clock at Cool 94.3, Live at 9. Joined today once again by Nathan Reinbold. Good morning, Nathan. How are you?
Morning. Thanks for having me again.
Yeah, welcome back. Nathan is with Pope Douglas Solid Waste. And the last time you were in, what was that? It was early spring, I think, wasn't it?
Yeah, we're just kind of just slowly letting the teaser out of what's to come for the new environmental center, your new environmental center.
Yeah, and at that time, I remember we went into detail about what was going on, how it was going to work, and now things have changed because we're getting kind of close.
We are getting close. We are going to be actually opening the Environmental Center either mid to late October.
Okay.
So the end is finally coming near after many years of planning and construction. Yeah. In the meantime, we're going to be opening up a temporary kind of a drop site just on the north side of the Environmental Center off of Nicoma Street.
At the current location?
Yes, yeah.
Okay.
And so essentially our existing office and hazardous waste building and drop site, that whole building needs to be moved off-site by beginning of August.
Ooh.
To make way for the rest of the construction that needs to happen.
So that's for sale?
It is for sale, and we have a bid on our website. It's about $30,000, $35,000 we're averaging to get it moved to within a 30-mile radius. Send a bid. It's a heck of a good deal if you want a second home, a cabin or hunting shack or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
It's going to be it's going to be moved off site. Needs to be moved off, whether it's getting moved off for $5,000 or it's getting moved off by getting everything landfilled, which we do not want to do. We want to reuse the building, of course. That's part of our mission.
That's kind of what you guys do.
Yeah.
It would make sense. So if people have interest, obviously they can drive by and look at it. But are the specs online somewhere of the building?
Yeah, you can go to our website, which is PopeDouglasRecycle.com, and then look under the tab under About Us, and then there's another section where it says notices, and so click on the notices page, or just give us a call if you're not sure how to navigate that, because we want to do the right thing and make sure that we don't waste.
Yeah, that's great. So okay, so that's at the end of this month already. So
yeah,
then what happens once that building is gone, one way or the other? Then what happens?
There's going to be a huge sign on the existing gate where people have always gone since the early 90s, and it'll say closed, but we're not closed.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to be directing people to the new Environmental Center location entrance on Nicoma Street. So literally just to the east of where we're at currently.
Yeah. Yep. So this should be, you're going to be answering a lot of questions between now and mid-October when it opens, but it's not like you're moving across town or way out of town. It's a pretty simple move.
Yeah, nope. We wanted to stay really close to the waste-to-energy facility or resource recovery campus because that new building and some of the driveway areas are being heated and snow melted with additional energy from the waste-to-energy facility.
Okay.
So we're working smarter.
Nice,
yeah.
Nice. So will all your services remain intact from now until the new facility is completely open?
Everything except for the reuse shelf, which is a very small component of what we're doing. We just don't have a good outdoor space to do that in a temporary location next to the Environmental Center on Nicomas until we open.
Okay. And so progress, everything on schedule right now?
It's on track. Actually, the new material recovery facility that's the much larger addition is ahead of schedule, and that's why we kind of had to shake this up a little bit.
Oh,
but still be functional because people love to do the right thing and making sure the recycling, not throwing stuff in our ditches and our lakes. We do have the eighth busiest HHW, which is Household Hazardous Waste, program in the state. And that includes all the metro, large facilities, a lot more people. So that just warms my heart that people do care to do the right thing.
Doing the right thing. Give us, again, I know we talked about this last time you were on, but give us some of the highlights that this new facility will have.
Yeah, it'll be fully enclosed. It'll be operational 24, if it's snowing and blizzardy, It's going to be a big drive-through.
It's drive-in.
It's not going to have ice, and you're not going to be slipping, tripping, mm-hmm. falls. We're actually going to take a lot more stuff, including electronics, all types of appliances, mattress recycling, bulky furniture recycling, a larger reuse area, and then an area for doing fix-it clinics, kind of like what the Alexandria Senior Center has mm-hmm. been doing,
yeah.
you know, to kind of empower people. How do you fix a lamp? It's just a simple wire, but if you haven't been taught, you don't know, right?
Right.
And everything's so just darn expensive, so we're trying to, empower people to do those things. Yeah, to create less waste and save money.
Yeah, moving into the future, Nathan Reinbold is here from Pope Douglas Solid Waste. Will this change your staffing needs? I'm always looking to see where there's openings for people.
Yeah, no, we know that we need an additional staff person because we're going to be taking a lot more stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, if you want to check out our Facebook and like us on Facebook, and then also I will be placing on our website a survey to kind of gauge public feedback on which days we're open, what times of the day we're open. You know, we did change some of our times just due to some short staffing. We haven't been open Wednesdays for a while. We're going to remain not being open on Wednesdays because we need a shipping and loadout day mm-hmm. As well, and not to, increase, overtime pay and all this other stuff and still remain budget friendly. And so go on Facebook, look at the survey. I will be putting the new survey on our website just to get feedback. Do you want us to be open a little bit later on a Thursday, for example? We're kind of leaning towards that to help people mm-hmm. that have different, shift work and things like that. So
not everybody's 9 to 5 Monday through Friday.
Nope. And and we want it to be fair and equitable for everybody. So take the survey. It's a really constructive way that we can kind of make, an educated decision moving forward.
Yeah, you guys are really in the home stretch right now. How far back does this project go? When was it first talked about?
I've been talking about needing an addition on the hazardous waste building since I showed up in 2012.
Yeah.
It's just very undersized. Mm-hmm. We had a consultancy study done in 2018 that kind of talked about how we move forward and still remain operational, because it's not like we can shut down
seven
counties of garbage, right?
Right.
We are here to this point. It's been a lot of work working with the legislator, sessions, trying to get money, which is about $18 million that we got from the legislature to make this all happen, mm-hmm. which isn't just impacting local-only taxpayers.
Yeah, and those things don't just happen. It takes a lot of people, a lot of time, a lot of paperwork. I bet you've seen some pretty impressive stacks of paperwork in the last couple of years.
Yeah, my eyes are burning.
still trying to get over it. So you brought in this facility rendering and map. Is that available on your website?
It is, yep. You can go to the Pope Douglas Recycle website. You can look under the Environmental Center. That will totally be rechanging as we mm-hmm. move into the new facility. And then you can also look under that About Us. And then we have a thing under construction. And
yeah.
they can see kind of like the whole thing, what we've been doing for years now.
Yep. Sure, great stuff. All right, Nathan, anything else from Pope Douglas Solid Waste that we need to mention?
Just I really appreciate everyone's patience and understanding as we've been navigating, which is the largest construction project that we've had to do to date. Mm-hmm. So it takes a lot of effort, a lot of people, a lot of contractors. And so we just ask people to remain patient. It will be worth it.
Mm-hmm.
This will be one of the most sophisticated environmental drop sites in the state, especially for our population.
Yeah.
We should be very proud that we have worked so hard to make these opportunities available to do the right thing.
Yep, can't wait to see it. Make sure to let me know when you're having the big grand opening. So
we will. Maybe we'll have a little party with you guys.
That'll be our next visit. Let's do that. That sounds great. Nathan, as always, thanks for your time. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Yep, Nathan Reinbold with Pope Douglas Solid Waste with the latest news there. Exciting stuff going on. 908 at Cool 94.3.
Right here on the Lake's Greatest Hits, Cool 94.3.